fall.
You might say, I'm going to pull out the
stopper.
Or is there another name like stopper?
Hmm?
Sometimes floor's made out of it. Rhymes with fork.
I don't know. Can't think if I haven't used.
What do you call the little musical instrument that children play in their mouth?
Hold on.
Did you ever know anything about a musical instrument that you could hold between your teeth and pick your fingers with?
I've seen different kind of things, but I don't know what they'd be called.
What do you pound nails with?
What?
What do you pound nails with?
Hammer. I got one in yonder. I used to have a saw, but I don't know what went with it. Kids must have had it, left it out somewhere.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
The shaves. Unless it's a two horse, they put the tongue between the two horses. But if it's just one horse, you go in the shave. Oh, now what did I do? That was good old days. We always had a horse and buggy to go on, a wagon to go on picnics. That was what the harvest could have, because my daddy would take the hired man out of the garden, or out of the cotton patch, to let the children have the wagon to go on a picnic. Nobody else would let their horses quit plowing. My daddy would.
Going back to the buggy again, on the wheel.
Rubber tires.
Well, there was a piece of steel on the outside. What'd you call that?
Oh.
Very outside edge of the wheel.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you called it a tire, didn't you, son?
Tire.
Okay.
Well, it's an iron tire. It'd be around the wheel to keep the wood from wearing out, you know, to go across the field.
When the horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
Oh, well, little things about like this. I can't think, but I know it had a little hook to hook the chain over on it to keep it from, didn't have to tie it on it. There was a little hook on either side of it that you.
Did you ever call it some kind of tree?
Trace.
What, the thing the traces come back into?
The collar.
Was there anything else?
Well, they hooked to the wagon, and then the traces would be hit to the collar of the horse. Did you ever see a horse collar?
In an antique shop.
Well, that's it.
Do you know what a single tree is on the wagon?
Single tree. Yeah, that's the thing that some of those traces are hitched on. Single tree.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't think a while ago, but that's what it is. They take the hooks and traces on them.
If you have two horses and each one has a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Well, they'd have the tongue between them, and then they'd have a chain to hold that front of the tongue to the side of the horse that was on that side, and this other chain would come over and hook onto that so that it wouldn't get under the feet, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other kind of tree besides a single tree?
If there was, I don't know.
You didn't call anything else?
Not that I know of.
Was there part of it you might have called a double tree?
Could have been for the two horse wagon, but
You didn't call it that?
If they did, I didn't know it. I don't remember.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you might say he was doing what?